Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Unexpected response. I'm a bit of a nut about the exactness of words, so one of my pet peeves is the incorrect use of imply and infer. Imply is something I do as the speaker. Infer is something you do as the listener. Or you might say implying is like throwing and inferring is like catching. A big problem arises when I infer something that you didn't imply. Or even worse, when I infer something based on something you didn't say. People will often say something like this: since Jesus didn't specifically talk about blank, then it must be okay. In logic, this would be called an argument from ignorance, concluding that an action must be acceptable because it has not been specifically stated to be unacceptable. Statement number 10 in our series asking, is that in the Bible, is love your neighbor. Is that in the Bible? Yes. Remember, Jesus called Scripture all of the words we would now call Old Testament. So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Jesus quoted Scripture: do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Later on, Jesus would add to this Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, to answer the question about the greatest commandment of all. In Leviticus chapter 19, the Hebrew word for love means love in the broadest sense of the word, and neighbor means a friend or a fellow citizen. Unfortunately, the rabbis inferred that someone not a Jew was therefore an enemy, and therefore not worthy of love. They further inferred that the opposite of love was hate. Matthew Henry commented, they were willing to infer what God never designed. Statement number 11 is, hate your enemy. Is that in the Bible? Yes, in the fact that it appears in print in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, but it doesn't appear in the Scripture that Jesus knew. It had become so ingrained in the thinking of people that they now assumed it was in the Bible. In many ways, the Old Testament laws were easier to live out because they were all external and easy to measure, like don't murder or don't sleep with someone who isn't your spouse. But Jesus made it a heart issue. He said lust is the same as adultery and hate is the same as murder. Jesus also made love for enemies a heart issue. The word he used for love in the Greek language is agape, the same word describing God's love for his enemies in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Jesus said our enemies were really our neighbors and were worthy of sacrificial love because they too were loved by God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 is shortened in the NIV and has a footnote explaining that the longer version was not seen in the earlier manuscripts. But given the fact that Jesus demonstrated everything found in the longer version of this verse, I think we are safe in using it. So let's look at the response Jesus calls us to from the New King James Version. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Here's what Jesus says it means for us to love our enemies. 1. Bless the cursers. We've all been cursed out with nasty, hateful words. When that happens, Jesus wants us to bless that neighbor. The word he used for bless literally means to say good words. 2. Help the haters. Jesus said we are to do those things that are beautiful and excellent, like the Good Samaritan did for his enemy-turned-neighbor. See Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. And 3, pray for the persecutors. Talk to God about them. Don't talk to others about them. This response from Christians toward people whom others would call an enemy is totally unexpected by the world. This unexpected response will begin to draw enemies toward Jesus, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. If we will treat enemies like neighbors, they may soon become brothers and sisters in the family of God. When the world hits us Christians out of hate, let's respond with unexpected love, blessing those who curse us, helping those who hurt us, and praying for those who persecute us. If you've missed any of the other messages in our Is That in the Bible series, I've shared a link to the full list in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.